Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
From the heights of Peor, Balaam concluded his third pronouncement, saying, quote, "Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you." Numbers 24:9. Enough! Quote, "Balak's anger was aroused against Balaam, and he struck his hands together," verse 10. "You'd better get out of here," he warned. But the king had primed the pump, and Balaam couldn't stop the flow of truth that God was sending through him. Quote, "Come, I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days," he said, verse 14. He prophesied the future defeat of all of Israel's enemies, Moab first, then Edom, and its Mount Seir, Amalek and Cain, Ashur in Mesopotamia, and Ebor. Not one will be able to stand against God's people. And why? That's how this final prophecy begins. Quote, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel." Verse 17. The persecuted earthly children of Abraham have a Messiah Redeemer, though at first they didn't recognize him, and the persecuted spiritual children of Abraham have a heavenly bridegroom for whom they wait. He will come twice in short succession and rescue them both, first his church and then his remnant. He came, quote, "as a light to the Gentiles for salvation to the ends of the earth," Acts 13:47. But not only so, the Messiah, quote, "would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles," chapter 26, verse 23. On his second return, however, he will bear the scepter. To the Son, the Father has decreed, quote, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." Hebrews 1:8. Poor Balaam. Like many today, they know of Christ, but say, "Not now," and see his salvation, but won't come near. Today is God's day of salvation.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.